Discover the wondrous of the universe's design. In Islam and science, where faith and reason align.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Please recite after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Islam and Science. This is the program where we discuss various fascinating, informative topics. They are research-based, and we try to explain the perspective of the modern research, of the science as well as, and then also we try and discuss Islamic perspective wherever it is possible. And today we'll be talking about digestion and Islamic teachings. There is so much to learn from this interesting, fascinating, amazing topic. Be with us from start till end. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawat Islami, founder of Madani Channel, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch with utmost focus, concentration, from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. And remember, the more intentions you can make, the more the reward you can attain, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You can easily multiply amount of reward you can if you add as many good intentions as possible, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let me remind you, in this program, you've got a few segments. And the very first segment is topic-based, and we will be discussing about digestion, and we will learn, inshallah, azza wa jalla, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, human structure, and how this digestion process works. And this will remind us the greatness, majesty of our Lord, azza wa jalla, the creator, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and so much more to learn from the Islamic teachings in this perspective. Further, we've got one segment where we will try to learn one verse from the Holy Quran, and which talks about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we'll find out which verse is today's episode, and we'll try to learn its translation as well as its tafsir, explanation, commentary by ulama of tafsir. And further, there's one segment which talks about the value of your health before illness. So inshallah, we will talk about a disease which is alcohol-related liver disease. Today will be that, inshallah. You will learn about that, and then inshallah, we'll further bring awareness and why Islam has prohibited alcohol. That will also be, inshallah, one of the subtopics we'll be discussing. So be with us from start till end. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us from start till end, because you are going to learn so much, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's begin the very first segment that talks about the topic of the day. Respected viewers, as I said, today we'll be talking about digestion. This is a process within a human body that is linked and related on our daily basis. Alhamdulillah, we eat, we consume food, and then this food is processed within our body, and then we attain and get nutrition from that food, and then this helps our body function. And Further, the waste is taken out. And then we consume again. And this process gets repeatedly, subhanAllah. It may be many a times a day people, they eat, they consume food. Sometimes they are just eating snacks or whatever the food they are eating. So the process happens within our body. But mostly twice or thrice, mainly the meals, this digestion process takes place. But what it involves, how does it work, and what is the art behind it? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal has created human body, and how precisely each and everything is functioning within our body. Allahu Akbar, this is something we're going to figure out today. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Islam has emphasized, encouraged us to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And one of the beautiful sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam is eating food with your hands, right? Wherever it is possible. Now, if we follow this beautiful sunnah, what sort of protective measures are involved just following this one beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? And then subhanAllah, further, once food goes into your mouth and then it goes down the in your stomach, and inshallah we'll be talking about. But initially, if the food is present in front of you and you're going to eat, so if you touch the food, your senses will tell you how hot or cold that food is, whether it is eatable or not. So following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this will tell you at very first stage whether this food should go to your mouth, to your tongue, which is more sensitive. Allahu Akbar. And if you did not know how hot that food was, whether it was eatable or not, then you could burn your tongue also. So following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam helps us even before when we put our food into our mouth, and then further it goes to that digestion process. So always act upon the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Then once we take a morsel of a food and put it in our mouth, then what actually happens? Respective viewers of Madani Channel, this is the start of our digestion process, right from our mouth. Our teeth, they play a vital role in digestion process. And we have been encouraged to chew the food properly, right? Because this is the first place where we can chew the food and we can break it down as much as possible. The more properly we do this breakdown, okay, of the food particles, okay, then it will be more easier for the digestion process to further happen smoothly and easily, and there'll be less burden on our stomach, in let's put it this way, when the food goes into our stomach. So this is very important, and it is said in Urdu language that danton ka kaam aanton se nahi lena chahiye. What does it mean? That the intestine work, we should not the work which we can take from our teeth, we shouldn't take from intestine. So this is something important, that we should chew food properly, right, in our mouth. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us these beautiful teeth, right? And where there are so many other functions, but the major function it has is this breaks down the food particles, the food what we initially eat, okay, and then it travels down to our stomach. So what it involves further, it involves saliva. It is one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Respective viewers of Madani Channel, the research tells that the length of our entire digestive system from the mouth till end, this is approximately 30 feet long. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now just this point, let's talk first, then we go further towards saliva. Allahu Ghani. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 30 feet long, the distance Like the system, entire pathway, Allahu Akbar. This tells us the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala within this small body. Maybe some people are 6 feet, or maybe most of them are 5.5, or maybe less than that. Okay, within that body, this long passage, 30 feet long, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kept. And this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every organ that is placed in a sequence in this digestion system has its own role to play, its own vital, important role to play. And that helps our body function. And alhamdulillah, we get this energy, and that is done through this digestion process. So that is such a long 30 feet pathway, or this whole system, digestive system, that is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala placed within our this body. Now, your digestive system is responsible for breaking down the foods you eat so that you can absorb vital nutrients. Food is broken down mechanically, as I was just talking before, through chewing and the use of enzymes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept enzymes right in our mouth from there, and then down also in our stomach and different various organs, they excrete different enzymes also. So every different organ, they've got their own role, and enzymes have got their own role to play. Inshallah, we will learn. Into our, what we were learning, that this food is broken down into the form of molecules that can be absorbed by and moved through your blood. Because our blood, okay, then it takes further to the whole body. So these molecules, they need to be broken down. And then what actually happens, they need to be absorbed and moved through our blood. And this is what happens through our digestion system. Your digestive system is made up of the following organs. Now, if we talk about the different organs within our body, they are responsible for this mechanism, what is present, which is known as the digestion process. Subhanallah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautifully, in a sequence, has placed them. And what an amazing creation it is of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mouth, then we've got esophagus, stomach, liver, gallbladder, then we've got biliary tract, and then small intestine and large intestine. So these are the organs, they are responsible and they are involved in this process, which is known as digestion process. Now, if we talk about further the work of saliva, the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in our mouth. Our mouth secrete approximately 1 liter of saliva a day. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Respective viewers, now imagine, this is again another qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that our mouth secretes 1 liter of saliva a day. And saliva production through our salivary glands is the first step in digestion. Food breakdowns begins in our mouth through chewing and the enzymes present in saliva. Now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has placed different enzymes which are responsible for the digestion process right in our mouth, and they start playing their role. And then, subhanallah, our food gets digested. Now, saliva is predominantly water, but does contain other substances too. It can be stimulated by thinking about or smelling food. So sometimes we see a food and we say, oh, it's mouth watering, right? And then we want to eat it. So this is another stimulation. If you see a food, right, and then the saliva starts producing. Saliva has many vital functions, lubricates food for easy passage into the esophagus. Respectfully, now imagine if we do not have enough saliva production, how dry would our mouth be? How many problems would we face? How would our food digest properly? How will the enzymes needed right in our mouth for the digestion process will play their role? And just this is the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the majesty, the ni'mah if we have. We should be thankful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have given me enough blessing in the form of saliva that my mouth is producing as much as saliva which is needed. And then I'm functioning, my system, my body is functioning well. Just imagine, just only this substance, which is known as saliva. And sometimes we ignore it. We think this is not useful, right? People, they keep on spitting and they do not value, right? But imagine how much value only this ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala possesses. We need to be thankful for all the blessings Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted us, including this amazing ni'mah which is known as saliva. And subhanallah, one is our saliva and one is the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah. In respect to use of mention, the saliva of my beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam displayed many miracles. Right? They are mentioned and reported and narrated in the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And even when Sahaba kiram had certain illnesses, okay, and they came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Aka alayhi salatu wasalam, he put his blessed saliva, Mubarak saliva, and they got cured. Even Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem's eye. And there are so many narrations which we can mention and quote in this regard. Right? And they got blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's saliva. And many, many accounts. Because remember, we cannot compare ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot even imagine to think. Aqa alayhi salatu wa tasneem's zaat aqdas is something, Allahu Akbar, unmatchable. Right? He is khayrul bashar. He is imamul anbiya. He is the beloved of Allah. Right? No one is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Even from this very perspective, we can understand the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did miracles. And now, let's come back to our topic. We were talking about the saliva contains enzymes which help in digestion and it lubricates food for easy passage. Now, respected viewers, when we swallow food, it's also a pretty complex process, right? And we have got wind pipe also, and that is very close to our esophagus, the pipe which takes the food down to the stomach. And now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept a mechanism. When we eat, at the same time we have to breathe also. So how this function works, okay, at the same time that when we are consuming food, but the food is not going to that pipe and the air is going, whereas the food is going to its own pipe. How this system opens up and closes, and how this mechanism works, Allahu Akbar Kabira. We're not going into the details, but I'm just reminding you the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the precision involves in it, the accuracy which involves in it. How Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created this. We cannot establish the fact, knowing all this precision, that it could have happened by itself. It just happened by itself. It's not possible. A sane mind cannot believe. When a person with a sane mind, he looks at these wonders, Allahu Akbar, even within our own body, then we believe. We have to believe. We are compelled to believe. وہی تو ہے جو نظام ہستی چلا رہا ہے وہی خدا ہے وہی خدا ہے میرا خدا ہے میرا خدا ہے There is someone who is running this show, this world, this mechanism, each and everything. And that someone is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Zaat of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Respected viewers, we need to have the irfan of our Rabb azza wa jal. We need to have the recognition of that creator. And this is what this program is all about. To reflect, to think, to contemplate and to see the signs of our Lord Azza wa Jal, and then to understand His recognition. And further, your stomach produces a hydrochloric acid also, right? It is same. This is very important for our food to digest. Respected viewers, further, this hydrochloric acid is present within our body. But look, it does not cause any harm to our stomach. Okay, it melts, it digests the food which we send inside. But look at the layers between the stomach and this hydrochloric acid, or the acid present there. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has placed this beautiful, wondrous mechanism, okay, which is helping the food to digest without causing any harm to the stomach. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it fascinating? Does not it remind us to believe in the Dhat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? It cannot happen on its own, by chance. Okay, it's not possible. Nobody can believe. And only we can believe that there is a creator who has created this precise functioning of digestion system, and that is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected viewers, as I was talking about the layer, luckily our stomachs are lined by a thick layer of mucus to protect us from the acid and the enzymes it produces. The stomach's mixing motion along with the acid and breakdown of protein by the pepsin turns the food or that has come down, in a simple term we can say, okay, in a liquid substance, which is then slowly released into the small intestine. For a full meal, this process takes approximately 2 to 3 hours. So the stomach, it plays its role, the acid there plays its role, the enzymes there play its role, they break down to a certain level, and then this food is pushed to the intestine. Now, this is another beautiful understanding of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the role of pancreas and liver, they are also very important, and they are, Allahu Akbar, mysterious. The primary role of both are, of the pancreas and liver, is to produce substances that break down the foods you eat. And respected viewers, as the food, okay, which enters into small intestine, it's met with juices produced by the liver and pancreas. The liver produces, and then different names are there, okay, and the enzymes, and they've given the names. But what we are trying to figure out, to learn, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each and every organ to play its role. See, and how these different enzymes, they play their role in the digestion of the food. And then they are broken down into fats, and then different enzymes which excrete, and they break down into the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. And also the pancreas releases bicarbonate, which neutralizes any acid that is made its way out of the stomach. Now, further, this food, respective views of Madani Channel, the different enzymes they are involved, okay, and their all role, and how our food, it breaks down into different protein, carbohydrates, fats, and each and every have got their own role to play. Then further, it mixes into blood, and then that is moved to the whole body in the form of energy. We take it, and then waste is taken out, and this is another further process, a long process which is involved, respected viewers, from the small intestine to the large intestine, and then waste is taken out. And how this whole body works and functions, this reminds the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, the what you call the majestic power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to recognition of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala when we contemplate over these facts, this wonderful world which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created around us. Now let me tell you some perspective in terms of what can help us. How can we digest food well? Islam is a complete code of life. It has given us guidelines. Okay, whatever so far we have discussed, that is regarding the research, the modern research, science, that explains how from one morsel we start from our mouth until the end. This process helps to digest the food and how our body receives energy through different nutrients and then how we function our body. But respected viewers of Madani Shail, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has guided us. Okay, how much to eat? This is also important. Okay, our body, our organs, okay, they Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, but we need to look after them too. Okay, if the more burden we'll put on them, definitely the more problems we can face. Okay, and if we follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teachings of Islam, then obviously we will have less burden on our body. If the timing of our food is good, if the diet is good, if the food is right, and the portions are also very important, they are also accurate according to the teachings of Islam. Okay, we should divide our food into three portions, or you can say three parts or three ways. The one third should be air, one third should be water, one third should be food. And the modern research also tells that the fist of our hand, okay, if we just close our hand in the form of a fist, this much is our stomach. Normally, it could, okay, it can expand like a balloon, it can go bigger also, it can go smaller also, it depends really, but that much food, this portion, to be honest with you, we need. It's this size, or a little bit more, depending. So what we should do, we should also have a small portion of food. Okay, this will help our food digest easily. Simple as that. If there is a container, if you fill it too much, it will be very hard to move the substance within that. Now, if we fill our stomach to the extent that we overeat too much, okay, which Islam does not encourage, okay, Islam does not like that we overeat too much all the time, okay, but Islam encourages us that we should eat less, sleep less. These are the teachings of Islam. Okay, we should eat to the extent that we can keep our back straight. Okay, although if you eat full stomach, it is allowed, it is mubah. But what is rewarding to keep yourself hungry? Okay, keep your stomach to that extent where you should have water, air, and food. So what will happen if you follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, follow the teachings of Islam, what will happen? The food, when it will reach in our stomach, okay, and the digestion process, when it will happen, what will happen? It will be very easy for the digestion process to happen, to function. Why? Because there will be enough space there in our stomach, and our food within that would be easily moving, and the motion and everything will be done easily. Okay, and the more food we will have, okay, and then the type of food, what we will have, sometimes it takes long to digest if we eat vegetables, so they're easily digested. And sometimes you feel like when you eat rice or light food or vegetables, okay, they take less time to digest as compared to meat. So it also depends. So the more burden you put on your stomach, the harder it would be for the digestion process. Okay, so it's a good idea to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah to remain hungry, to give rest to your stomach also. Okay, to fast also. That's why we are encouraged to fast in Ramadan 30 days. Okay, it gives our body a rest, a stomach a rest also, in other words. And then further, see, Ayyam Abid, and then wide days, and then we've got 2 days a week, Sunnah of Rasulullah to fast. So this is how different ways in a year, in months, and weekly basis, if you can fast, okay, then there are certain Ayyam, Allahu Akbar, where we are encouraged to fast. So Islam is asking us, is teaching us, is guiding us, okay, to give some sort of rest to our stomach also, okay, and the benefits, this is a separate topic, what benefits physically we will attain and spiritually we will attain if we fast and if we eat less than required, and inshallah this will help us. But the minimum benefit, what today's topic is relevant, is inshallah our body will function well and the digestion process will be easily performed. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, fiber, it's also important. Fiber is what is left over when all other parts of the food have been digested. So if you can eat the foods which are rich in fiber, that also helps in our digestion process. Not only that, but it also helps our body function well. Our body needs a fiber. So there are different other important nutrients which we need to have. That's not the topic of the day. Respective views of Madani Channel, today what we discussed was digestion process. So right from the morsel and until the large intestine, we learned that how different parts of body organs are involved, how different enzymes and how different subhanallah ways they play their role and how our body functions and how digestion process happens and how our body receives molecules and then through blood they travel throughout the body and we get energy. And again, this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the wonderful power of our Lord Azza wa Jal. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we should appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right from the teeth and the saliva, okay, if we've got good gut health, our stomach and the process which involves in digestion and everything is functioning well, all are the blessings. Just imagine those, their digestion process is not well, their stomach is not well, they do not have good gut health, they do not have the proper liver or the gallbladder and other parts of the body which are important in digestion process, how they live life, then you can appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mah Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us and our body that functions well. That's it for this topic, but inshallah we will be further learning more about it inshallah in upcoming episodes. But now let's take the segment which is known as the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's include this segment, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's explore both in the light of one another.
Respective viewers, this is the segment in which we select one verse from the Holy Quran. And then we try to figure out what does this message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed, and what does it mean? And what ulama who are the ulama of tafsir, they have talked about it, and what is there for us to learn? And specifically, we choose ayahs which tell us the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we have got a verse from Ar-Rum, the verse number 25. Let's first listen its recitation. We'll come back for translation and explanation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ
Respectfully, the verse translates as, and of his signs is that the sky and the earth are established with his command. Then when he will summon you from the earth with a single call, you will come forth. Allahu Akbar. This verse of the Holy Quran, it is mentioned in commentary, the heavens and the earth remaining established in this way until the arrival of Judgment Day is only due to the command and will of Allah Almighty. This proves that one establishing them is one, and he is free of being subject to causes. Respectively, this surah, Ar-Rum, and this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which is verse number 25. It is talking about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And it talks about two important elements, two important things which are discussed. It tells that the sky and the earth are one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through certain signs, we can get to our destination. The destination is the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The destination is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our destination is the irfan of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. So we can recognize our Lord Azza wa Jal, who has created each and everything around us in this nature: sky, moon, sun, stars, mountains, earth, right? This the breeze, Allahu Akbar, the beautiful flowers, waterfalls, sea, each and everything, whatever has been created, these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take us to the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? We understand that there is one creator who has created each and everything, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all, in this verse, we learn that the sky and the earth, they are established. And if they are there the way they have been created, right, they are due to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they obey the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are established upon the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will be there. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will them to dismantle, destroy, diminish, finish, they will perish, they will finish. Their being, their existence is because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can understand through these beautiful signs of the Creator that there is one who is running the show, and that is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is one who has established them. There is one who has created them. There is one whose hukum is there, whose order is there. And each and every creation on the face of this earth, in this universe, they abide the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They listen, they follow, they obey the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sky and the earth, they also obey the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respectively, was the second important bit which is mentioned, right? The first one was the istidlal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's qudrat, what we can learn from this very verse, one of these signs. Now, when there will be a call, this is another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will be given call from our graves. Allahu Akbar. Straight away, we will listen the call of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we will be resurrected from our graves. Now, how will it happen? It is mentioned that Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, he will blow the saw. And then what will happen? He will say, "O people of grave, get up." And then, respective viewers, from awwaleen and akhireen, there will be no one who will not get up. Everyone will get up, resurrect from their graves. The saw will be blown by Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam. It is mentioned in Jalalain. And respective viewers, this is something very important, that insan, he believes that we live, okay, when we die, how will we resurrect? How will we be recreated when each and everything will diminish and perish? That's what we understand through our intellect. We think according to our mind, which is restricted in our in knowledge, okay, which cannot comprehend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But remember, a very beautiful argument, even that dalil is mentioned in the Quran. It is easier for our Rabb Azza wa Jal to create something again, who has already created something, isn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and it is easier for Him. Everything is easy for Him. But just for our understanding, if we create something first time, then we have to create it again. It is easier, isn't it? So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if He can create at first time, He can create again. He can resurrect us. He can give us life back. We will all be summoned. We will be called. There will be a time when everything will perish, diminish. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Okay. Only the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hayy and Qayyum, will be there. And then everyone will resurrect. And we need to have this belief that we will be held accountable for our good deeds and our bad deeds. Whatever we are doing on the face of this earth, we'll be held accountable on the day of judgment. We'll be presented in the court of our Lord Azza wa Jal. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. And these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, certain signs, what we can figure out, we can see, we can get the irfan, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these signs. But there are certain parts which are related to knowledge of unseen, ghaib. We need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sometimes things are not understandable. So we cannot complain that the piece of knowledge what is presented to us by the teachings of Islam, that is wrong. We should blame our intellect. Okay, that is weak. That cannot comprehend. That's, we cannot understand, but we should believe with our heart the knowledge of unseen. And this is what respective is being discussed here. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. When we see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we learn from the knowledge of Quran, okay, when we read the verses of Quran, okay, then we need to believe in them. And then we need to have that mindset that I need to be ready for the hereafter. Before I go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be ready. That is the message from this platform too. And so we are trying to strengthen our faith from this platform. And we are trying to give the and ourselves a reminder that we need to be ready before we depart from this mortal world and we resurrect again and we present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respective viewers of Madani Shail, there is one segment in our program that is known as Value Health Before Illness. And inshallah, today we will include this segment in our program. Let's take this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's explore both in the light of one another.
Respected viewers, today's episode, what we'll be discussing, disease, its symptoms, causes, and the options in terms of treatment, what are available or not. That is alcohol-related liver disease. It is known also in a short form, ARLD. What is ARLD, alcohol-related liver disease, and what are its symptoms? So inshallah, we'll try to figure out the reason why we have brought this segment. The part of the hadith is value your health before illness. Okay, so we should value our health before we get ill. We should appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should look after our body, the body parts, the organs. Again, the more we look after, it will be that we are appreciating the blessings of Allah. We are paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it? And we should value our health before we get ill, so that we can do more ibadah, so that we can worship properly, isn't it? Because an ill person, he is not able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as good as the one who is healthy. So this is the reason, to bring awareness, to raise awareness, so that people, they can know that this is also a disease, this is also a disease, this is also a problem. So I should be protective, and I should care, take care, and I should look after myself, and I should protect myself from certain illnesses. And if there are any symptoms, so we can go to our GP, our doctor, and we should take advice. So today's topic is ARLD. ARLD does not usually cause any symptom until the liver has been severely damaged. Allahu Akbar. This is something alarming. Respectfully, the information I'm giving you, it is from NHS UK's website. Very authentic information. So it tells you that ARLD does not usually cause any symptoms until the liver has been severely damaged. So we need to be very much concerned about this very important fact. So when this happens, symptoms can include feeling sick, weight loss, loss of appetite, and then yellowing of the whites of the eyes or skin, okay, swelling in the ankles and tummy, and then drowsiness, vomiting blood. So these are the certain symptoms which are there. As we know that the name says alcohol-related liver disease. So that means the liver disease which happens because of alcohol. And our Islam has prohibited alcohol. Today we see that even the science is telling us, even many illnesses, they are related to alcohol. But this one, which is known as alcohol-related liver disease, the liver gets severely damaged due to alcohol consumption. Respectively, if anyone watching right now who drinks alcohol, repent right now. Make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, it is not just a disobedience in the court of our Lord Azza wa Jal. It's not just not following the teachings of Islam, but it also contains severe effects on our body, on our health. Right? When we do not follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. He is our creator. He knows what is good for us and what is not. Okay, what is best for us and what is not. If alcohol has been prohibited by the Lord Azza wa Jal, that means that is not good for our health. Okay, so we should avoid it. We should leave it completely. Okay, Islam shuts the door even to enter to any sort of such thing. Okay, so do not drink less or more, or high consumption or low consumption, or sensible or insensible. Forget about all those details. Is haram? Is haram. Less is haram, more is haram. So we should not drink at all. And respective viewers, further, if we look at this, the liver is one of the most complex organ, right? So its functions, they include filtering toxins from the blood. So if our liver is not functioning well, what will happen? The toxins will not be filtered from the blood. Aiding digestion of food, as today we were learning about digestion, and we learned that the liver has got its own role to play. So it will affect our digestion process. Regulating blood sugar and cholesterol levels. They are very important for our body function. So if our liver is no good, we will have these complications too. Helping fight infections and disease. If anything happens to our body, if we happen to receive any infection or disease, then if our liver is not well, what will happen? We will not be helped, the portion of the help it provides to the body in terms of healing the disease and even infection. So the liver is very, very capable of regenerating itself. Each time your liver filters alcohol, some of the liver cells die. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So why to drink even a small amount? Why to destroy your body part? Why to not appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the message of the day. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, initially, if you are consuming alcohol, astaghfirullah, which is haram, right? And you don't feel, okay, nothing is happening to me, it's all okay, I'm functioning well, okay? So we learned the very first line that you do not realize until it is severely damaged. Let's say if even it doesn't damage our liver, okay, but it is haram. So we should not drink alcohol because Allah has made it haram. But today we learned a disease called ARLD. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all sorts of diseases. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. Respectfully, this is a program we bring for you, Islam and Science. And today we discussed about digestion, we discussed about ARLD, we discussed about signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope you must have benefited. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Discover the wonders of the universe's design. In Islam and science, where faith and reason align.